So I love my mighty men. I love my mighty men. Their shirts, I didn't know they had shirts like that, and they warm today. I'm tickled, and I appreciate these men. They're not just boys. These are my young men, and I appreciate them. I appreciate you parents trusting me to try to train them a little bit. I appreciate that. And my other ones, I'll never forget my other bunch. Some of them serving the Lord, and some of them slipped a little bit, but they're still my crew. All right. Everybody ready to be in Curry? Y'all think I was teasing. I'm not. Steve and Pat will know if the motivational speaker was here. I am here. All right. I am here. I do want to help you tonight. And we're just going to look in the Bible. We're just going to enjoy the Word. Is that okay? Would it be all right now? We know the promises, right? How many knows promises in the Bible? Hold down if you know any promise in the Bible. All right. Now, what are we going to do tonight? We're going to claim them. Right. How about that? How about we just go ahead and claim some, and we go ahead and have our faith increased, and we'll go ahead and leave here tonight ready to face this apostate world by the marvelous working grace of Jesus Christ. How about that? Be all right. Can we do that tonight? All right. Well, let's see. Turn to Jude, if you would. Turn to Jude. Let's pray. Father, help us tonight. We love you. Thank you for my mighty men. Thank you for my church. Thank you for all that take part, all that come, all that listen. Lord, I thank you for those ain't able to be here. Lord, I thank you for those who've lost the desire to be here. And Lord, they're still important yet to me. Oh God, thank you for everything you've given me down through the years. You've been so faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, please touch me fresh. Now give me power. Help me to honor you tonight as I encourage your people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now we look at Jude, we see apostasy, apostates, we've seen our work. Now let's see if we can find the greatness of God as we contend for the faith. That's what we want, right? We want to keep contending for the faith, and we want to see the grace of God, the power of God, the ability of God. Now understand this tonight, everybody look this way. You are unable to do anything. You can't do nothing of yourself. You've got to have the Lord. You can't do it. Now, when you understand that, that's not a bad place to be. When you understand I can't do nothing, you're finally in a place to do something. When you understand that you can't do nothing, because the Lord can take you. The Lord can take you and what He's got for you, far more than what you realize, He can use you in mighty ways. All right? And understand that. Now, Jude. Let's look. We done preached yourself down to verse 23. It's where we finished this morning. And let's look at verse 24 and 25. Can we? Now, to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And that amen means that everything you would just say it is true. Huh? Everything it was just said is true. Amen. It's all true. Huh? Amen. It's all true. Okay. Say it with me. Amen. It's all true. Amen. It's all true. Huh? Ain't that wonderful? That's just the way he is. Now, I want you to think about things. We know that during the apostate times, during apostasy, during tough times, that persecution is going to rise. We know that. Now, you say it's going to be encouraging, you're going to discourage us all at once. No, I want to show you that these times are true. These times are coming. Now, I would be unwise to tell you that you're not going to be persecuted for living righteously. I would be unwise. Actually, I'd be untruthful to tell you that. But the Bible says that if you live godly, especially now, even in these last days, you will suffer persecution. And we are in apostate times already. There is apostasy all around. And what I want you to do is just, we're going to use a few words here to get started tonight. Turn to 2 Timothy, if you would. Turn to 2 Timothy. All right, everybody stay with me. We're going to read some scripture tonight. It'd be wonderful if you'd use one in your lap and mark it where you'd have it. And if you ain't got yours, then look on the wall. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it'd be better off if you could had you a good pen or pencil and mark your Bible, all right, where you go back to it. And let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to start here with something. It says, but then let's do verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm expecting tribulations. I'm expecting troubles. I'm expecting persecutions. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting things to get tougher. I'm expecting things to get harder physically. I'm expecting things to get harder mentally. I'm getting older, as you are. These things are going to happen. I'm expecting the enemy to unleash things that we've never saw. I'm expecting us to have troubles come to the church house. Huh? There's always lulls and things, and a church that just goes like this, there might be something wrong. It probably ought to go like this as it builds and grows, because there's always going to be some downtime. There's always going to be some hard times, okay? But the promise is, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Now, Paul is assuring us that deliverance will come. Now, when I go back and read in Jude, let's go back here right now, and I read in verse 24, when I read that, then my mind starts going all over the Bible when I start reading. All right, and I can't just take the whole sentence. I look at it, and Brother Rick did even this morning when we was reading about the revelation of Jesus Christ. He take a word or two, and then what is it? And who is it? And who is it? And if you paid any attention, or if you really enjoyed it, it built as he went. It built this morning, and built to where we had 75 things proclaiming Christ, and just a few things proclaiming man. And we seen how exciting it is to see Christ. We okay? If you was at Sunday school this morning, you experienced that. But let's look at something here. Now unto him. Now who are we talking about there? We're talking about the Lord, are we not? Now unto him that is able. Huh? Can we just go ahead and stop there before we get to what's listed here? Can we just go ahead tonight and go ahead and claim that he's able? He just go ahead and claim that he's able for anything that we need tonight, that he's able. That I'm unable, but he's able. When I'm weak, he's strong. When I'm sick, he's not. When I'm tired, he's not. When I'm asleep, he's not. When I can, he can. He's able. Now, he's able for anything. He's able to do everything that's necessary for me to get through all this. You believe that tonight? Then you need to claim that tonight. Don't just believe it. I don't know that we believe it if we don't claim it. Huh? Now I'm not off landish here now. I'm not off in the left corner. But if I pray, I'm going to go ahead and claim what I pray. If I ain't going to claim it, there ain't no sense in me praying it. If I ain't going to go ahead and say, God, I know you're going to do it, there's no need me asking him to do it. Because I'm already in doubt. Lord, if you do this, if you don't want to, I understand. And Lord, I pray, maybe you won't do this. I'm not praying doubt. I'm going to ask God to do it. I'm going to ask him to stir. I'm going to ask him to move. I'm going to ask him to answer. And when he don't, I'm going to ask him why. Am I blocking? Is there something going on in me? And then if he assures me there ain't, then I'm going to ask again. And then until he tells me to quit asking, I'm going to keep asking. Huh? Well, can you know why? Because I know that he's able. I know that he's able. Do you know that tonight? But have you claimed that? You hear with your ears and say, yes, he's able. You read with your eyes and in your mind it says he's able. But in your heart, do you really believe he's able? Do you really believe? Can I tell you tonight, he's able. He is able tonight. I'm not just telling you words. I'm telling you truth tonight. He's able. He's able tonight. You can rest in what he's promised. You can take what he said to the bank. You can mark it down and consider it finished because he's able tonight. He's able. Well, what's he able to do? What's he able to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. What's he able to do? Well, let's look at a couple of things, can't we? Y'all okay with that? Let's look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and see now, how many's got stuff for going through? Hold your hand up if you got stuff. Huh? Just stuff. I don't care whether it's bad stuff, little stuff, big stuff. Just hold your hand up. Don't be ashamed. Go look at me. Play now. Play the game. Huh? How many got stuff? We all got stuff. Right? Some stuff's heavy. Can I tell you my stuff ain't heavy, Daryl Mooney's? My stuff right now ain't heavy as Shane's. Can I tell you my stuff right now ain't as heavy as David and Cindy? Huh? My stuff right now ain't as heavy as Vanessa. Huh? My stuff right now ain't as heavy as Butch and Linda's. Huh? I got stuff, but it ain't that heavy. Huh? Are you hearing me? Huh? I got stuff that's going on in my life that you might not even believe. And I can tell you, it don't compare to what some others are going through right now. Huh? And let me tell you what he's going to do about my stuff. And he's going to do about my stuff. He's going to do about Daryl's stuff and Mooney's and Cindy's and Dave's. Huh? He's going to do about Vanessa's. Huh? He's going to do about Landon, Butch's. How about we look at 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8? And it says, maybe y'all just can read. I can't really read real good. Maybe we can y'all help me? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. Can y'all help me there? And God is able. Oh, hey, he's able tonight. Hey, listen to me. He's able. What's he able to? He's able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Can I tell you, he's able to give you all the grace that you need, all the grace that you can use to get all the things done that you need done, to make all the things come to pass that you need to come to pass. He said he's able to do it tonight. Now the Bible says he's able. He promises that he's able. And you need to claim it. Huh? He's able. You say but. There ain't no buts. He's able. He's able. You got some things you're going to have to work on. You say, I don't know if I can get it done. He said he's able to make it all happen. May abound to every good work. Huh? He said, well, I don't have what it takes. He says, always having all sufficiency. In how many things? Now, I know that don't mean all, but let's play like it does. It means all, don't it? It says, and God is able to make all grace. What is the grace? It's everything you don't deserve. You don't deserve for Him to answer a prayer. You don't deserve for Him to give you a breath. You don't deserve for Him to do one thing for you. But He said, because my grace is sufficient, I'm able to do it, and I'm going to go ahead and do it for you. And why don't we go ahead and claim He's God tonight? Why don't we? Why don't we just go ahead and claim that promise? He's able. He's able. And God is able. Huh? And God is able. Think about that. You know He's able to deliver. You know, I was reading in Daniel today. And this evening after the boys was in here practicing. And I love this passage. I've read it before. I'm going to read it to you again. Y'all all right? In Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Throw it up there, Dave. Huh? We know that we get in some things that we need deliverance. Huh? Now, there's some things. Let's be real now. There's some people that have addictions they need to deliver from. And then some people need delivered from their attitude. Right? Right? So we got addictions and attitude. Right? And some need delivered from their callousness of not feeling. We just need a lot of deliverance. Can you agree to that? Huh? And I know the Lord delivered me when He saved me. And He's been working on me ever since. Huh? And there's times I need delivered. There's times that I ask for what I get. And then He's going to deliver me. And then there's times that I'm put in a place that I didn't ask for. Sometimes, as David Nix preached to us a long time ago, there's some unexpected crosses that come our way that we didn't know we was going to bear. That 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago, we never saw ourselves going through such and such thing. And now we can't get through it, and we got to have God to make a miraculous deliverance. Huh? Are you hearing me tonight? There's some things that I never thought I'd see in my family. I've dealt with it another, but never thought it'd come my way. But now I have to, I need delivered. Huh? And old Daniel, he just trying to be a Christian. He just trying to be a good old boy, just a good old Christian, praying three times a day, not trying to bother nobody, just praying for because he was concerned about the people. And he got in trouble. He got in trouble doing right. You ever get in trouble doing right? Never find yourself in a bind, but you're still trying to do right? Huh? Well, let's look here in Daniel chapter 6. Everybody still okay with me now? Let's look here. Let's look at verse 19. Let us start there. Then the king arose early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Yeah. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no work. I love that. Can the Lord deliver me? O king, live forever. My God has sent an angel to deliver me, and they never hurt me. The lion never, and I didn't hurt them either. That's what it says. They never eat me and I never eat them. We got along fine. He's able. Hey, is your God able to deliver you? Hey, is your God whom you serve able to deliver you tonight? Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, just a couple of them. Is your God able to deliver you tonight? Oh, is he able to deliver you from what's going on in your life?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes. Oh, King, live forever. Huh? Yeah. For God has sent an angel there right in the midst of all the lions. He sent an angel to shut their mouth. I pill in my head and slip. It don't say that, but I don't think he paced the floor. I bet he got up there and cuddled up to one of them big old 950-pound lions, crawled out the mane, laying his head down there, and said, boys, you lay still. You don't bother me, I won't bother you. Huh? Huh? You say you're reading it into it. He just got through. I just got through reading where they've done me no hurt and I didn't do them no hurt. Is that what it said or not? Huh? You know why? You know why yet? Talk to me. Because he's able. That's how come we can contend for the faith. See, that's the original title, contending for the faith. And I'm able to contend for the faith because he's able to deliver me. Huh? We okay with that?
Yeah.
Think about that. I wish Kim, Linda Kim was here and we just have her sing.
Yeah.
My God is able to deliver me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? Kim, if you're watching, you and Linda's watching tonight, just sing a little verse of that. We're going to wait just a minute. Just sing a little bit of that, honey. I can hear you now.
Yeah.
He's able to deliver me. Thank you. I hope you're listening. Are you listening to me tonight? He's able. But now you say he's able. And you hear me telling you he's able. But have you claimed that he's able? Huh? Can you look up and say, yes, you're able? Or do you, yeah, he's able. There's a difference. There's a difference. You say, well, I don't want to act like. Don't claim it. Don't act and claim it. Be okay. I'm trying my best to encourage you. Ephesians chapter 3. We still okay? Let's look maybe at verse 20. Now you might have to help me read because I can't read real good sometimes. My glasses are so dirty. I got fingerprints all over them and hamburger grease and everything else. And verse 20 says, y'all might have to help me here. Now to him. Well, wait a minute. Do you believe what you're saying? Do you believe what you're reading? I'm serious. Do you believe he's able? I'm asking you. Do you believe he's able? You really? You believe it? Huh? Well, look what he says he's able to do. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I'm asking you tonight, is he able? Yes or no? And he's able to do more than you can ask him. He's able to do more than you can even think about asking him. He knows the limit of your thoughts and he goes further than that. He's able tonight. He's able tonight. He's able. He's able. But is it just words?
No.
Or do you believe it? Are you going to claim it?
Yeah.
Huh? Wait a minute. I've got some things I've prayed about. I got some things I gotta have some help on. And I've got to believe and claim that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Huh? According to the power that worketh in, it ain't my power, it's the power that's working in me. He's able.
Yeah.
Y'all got some things going on in your homes. that's impossible. You do. You got some things going on right now that's impossible. It's just going. It keeps going. It keeps going. It keeps going. And it's going like this. Gradually. 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 You can't fix it. You can't fix relationships. Because there's nothing you can do to fix it. Huh? There's health problems. There's nothing you can do to fix it. There's lost people. There's nothing you can do to get them saved. They're going to have to believe on the Lord themselves. Huh? They're impossibilities. But it do say, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. To do exceedingly abundantly above. Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Huh? He's able. He's able. He's able. I can't, he can. I'm not able, he is. My hands are tied, his ain't. And I'm not going to tie his hands neither. I'm not going to get in the position that I tie his hands. I'm going to go ahead and let him be pliable. Huh? We okay? Is everybody still okay? Now, I'm doing my best to get you. If it's don't encourage you, this best of God. This best of God. Okay? If I can't encourage you with this, you're either I ain't no counter, you're a lost ball on highways, one or the other. Huh? You understand? If the Word of God ain't going to encourage you, huh? How about Philippians? Oh, I love Philippians. I love Ephesians. Listen, can I tell you what? Just tell you a blessing real quick. We had Bible study, Bible class Thursday night. I ain't never had so much fun in school in all my life. I had three hours going through the scripture, and I was so excited. Huh? I ain't never went through the Bible so fast in all my life. Huh? That fella taught in 3 hours. We went through 2 Corinthians at 90 mile an hour, and I ain't never picked up so many gold nuggets and stuck in my pockets. Huh? Anybody that ain't in that Bible course, I encourage you, you need to be in it. You'll never have so much fun, and you don't need no diploma. Just snark mark on that where it don't matter, and take your test and it don't matter, okay? But get the lessons, get the learning, cause you'll be excited about it. Huh? You okay? Are you hearing me? All he was doing was going through the Bible. Hey, I was so tore up when he started in Ephesians, I like to died. Huh? I couldn't. It was all I could do. For one, for disrupting the class, I'd have shouted all over the dining hall downstairs. Huh? Thursday night. I did in my heart. Huh? Like y'all do. Y'all don't ever say it. Y'all do it in your heart. Let me see if I can find where I'm supposed to be reading here. How about Philippians chapter 3? Huh? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Now, see, I ain't even, listen, hang with me, because I'm just on the first verse, first few words of Jude 24. I ain't got them verses done yet.
Right.
I ain't got past he's able. Now unto him is able. We okay with that?
Yeah.
I didn't want to discourage you all at once. They're telling you I might be preaching all the time. Just listen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look with verse 21. Who shall change our vile body? Oh, ain't that wonderful? That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby, there it is, I can't hardly see it. He is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Oh, I just want you to understand tonight that he's able, that he's coming again, and this ain't all there is, and we're going to be changed, and he's going to subdue all things unto him because he's able tonight. He's able. He's able.
Yeah.
I get to go be with him and not like this. Huh? Did you hear me? I get to go be like him and not like this. You get to go be like him and not like you are. For you're going to change these old vile, wretched old bodies. Huh? Think about that. Man, ain't he wonderful? Huh? Let's go ahead and read one more. Then I got preaching to do. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Some of you already know where we're going. Hebrews chapter 7. Anybody got any lost folk? Anybody got any lost folk? Hold your hand up if you got lost folk in your family. Hold them up high. Hold them up high. God, I got lost folk. Can you see? I'm pleading for them right now. Hold your hand up. Huh? Now let's read. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore, I'm having trouble seeing it. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able to save to the uttermost, and there's nobody left out. He's able to save anybody to the uttermost tonight. That ought to encourage everybody. He's able to do it. He'll not turn one away that'll come to him in faith believing. He don't set no fence up around Calvary. No. There's a beacon light on Calvary's mountain. There's a beacon light that draws, that naturally draws every man, woman, boy, and girl to its very bottom where the blood run down for their sins. And there the loving Savior draws. And like Jonathan said, it'll chase the rebel down. It'll chase the rebel down and get a hold of him. The grace and mercy of an almighty God and a loving Holy Ghost that speaks to hearts and draws them to the cross of Christ to save their soul. For he's able to save them to the uttermost. An old preacher, E.J. Daniels, used to say every time he'd read that verse, from the guttermost to the uttermost. That's how he saves. He's able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. And there's all of us who've been in the gutter. We've all laid in the gutter, living in sin, living where we had no business, doing things we had no business, talking like we shouldn't talk, acting like we shouldn't act, being where we shouldn't be. And the grace of God has come down and picked us up out of it and set our feet upon a solid rock. Oh, hear me tonight. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Now let's run back to Jude real quick. Just want to encourage you a little bit. He's able tonight. Jude 24. Now unto him that is able. Now I done went through all them other things. What else is he able to do? That is able to what? Can't hardly see it there. Now he's able. And now unto him that is able to what? Keep you from fire. How about he's just able to keep you? How about we just start right there? He's able to keep you. Look at me tonight. If you're living trying to keep yourself, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for you. Now, I love you and I'm sure you love the Lord. But if you're trying to keep yourself, I'm so sorry. Because you're in such misery. You're trying to hold on and trying to hold out and trying to make sure all the ends meet and all the things running. I'm so sorry that you don't have the joy I have, because I've claimed the promise that he's able to keep me. He's able not just to keep me, he's able to keep me from falling. He ain't going to leave me. And you say, well, I just can't believe that. Well, I'm trusting his grace and you're trusting you, and I'm sorry I'm not going to trust you because you ain't no count. So I'm going to trust him because he's everything. Is that okay? That'd be all right, one, if I don't trust you. Listen, you can't trust him for you. I can't trust what you say for me. We okay? And if you're not, I'm not beating you over the head. I'm not browbeating you. I'm just telling you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're trying to hold on and trying to just to hang in there and trying to hope it all works out. I'm sorry. And I'm not being sarcastic. I really am sorry. I really feel bad because you're in such a bind. And I'm not in no bind. I'm free tonight. I'm free and free indeed. For whom the Son is made free, He's free indeed. Huh? We okay? How about we just go ahead and read over in John? Y'all don't care to go to the Gospel of John, do you? Can we go to the Gospel of John real quick? Huh? Let's go there real quick and read. Huh? Now we can go a lot of places. We spend hours. If you want to. I don't care if you don't care. Huh? Let's just go ahead and start in John chapter 10, chapter 10, we'll start at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Well, I give unto them eternal life. Or I give unto them eternal life. I give unto them, whatever I read it, it says the same. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me, He is greater than all. My Father which gave them me. Now this is Jesus speaking. Now my Father which gave them me, He's greater than all. Now, you understand that God's greater than all, and He gave Him to the Son, who's still part of God, and He is God, and He's greater than all. Giving Him to Christ, who's greater than all.
Yeah.
All right? And it says, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, well, I can, though. It says, no man. To no man. You can't do it. I can't do it. Nobody can do it, because He is able to keep you. He's able to keep you. Listen, if you don't want to be eternally saved, then don't get saved. Because He don't give you no other kind. And if you want to save part-time, you'll have to go to a part-time Savior. Huh? You'll have to go to one that got off the cross and quit halfway through. You'll have to go to one that wasn't buried all the way deep. You'll have to go to one that didn't all the way die. You'll have to find you some other guy. But my Jesus, who died for my sins according to the Scripture and rose again the third day according to the Scripture, is the very one who is able to keep me. He's able to keep my salvation, because my salvation ain't in me. It's in Him. It's for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously, soberly. That's all wonderful. But can I tell you, we're not saved that way. That's how we are to live. For I'm saved by grace through faith. We okay? 100% Jesus. Not 99.9999999999. Because if it's 0.00001 you, then it's not of Him. And if it's not of Him, to hell you'll go. And that's the Bible. Anything you believe contrary to that is either out of context, or you believe something that ain't in the Bible. I thought I was with a bunch of believers here, but I'm not sure now. Y'all discouraged me. I've encouraged y'all, and y'all discouraged me. How about we go back to Hebrews again? We were just there. Can we read it again? You know, the first part of the verse, I said, wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost. They're coming to God by Him. Now, can I go ahead and read it the way it's written here? Wherefore He's able also, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's risen, alive, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me constantly. Because I'm a believer. Huh? That's what you know. He keeps you from falling. Huh? Now, He's also able to do something else. Now, Him that is able to keep you from falling, and He's able to present you faultless.
Yeah.
Huh? Before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
Yeah.
He's going to present me faultless.
Yeah.
Huh? there's coming a day that I'm going to be presented to Him faultless. No sin. No sin marks. No sin scars. No sin memory. Huh? Think about that. No sin scars. No sin memory. Huh? Faultless. Huh? Justified freely as I am in court of heaven now, I will be glorified completely in His presence. Ain't that most wonderful? He's able. He's able. Well, Lord, I couldn't keep myself. I'd be lost before I got out the door. Huh? Wouldn't you? I mean, really. I mean, the way our attitudes, the way our mind works, sometimes we're up a mystery tree before we ever get to our car anyhow. We shout the house down and be mad before we got in the car. Huh? If that'd be fact, we'd be lost heading to hell. Huh? Man, He better save me forever or I ain't going to go. Huh? Lord help if He don't help me. Huh? And then He's going to present me faultless. How about Ephesians chapter 5? I'm about done. I'm about done. I don't want to discourage you making you sit so long. Ephesians 5, verse 25. I'm going to encourage you wives. Husband, love your wife. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Why? That He might sanctify and cleanse it with a washing of water by the word. That He might present it to Himself. A glorious church. Look what it's not having spot or wrinkle or anything. That it should be holy and without blemish. Huh? He's able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless unto Him. That's what it says. Huh? And now, how come to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. 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 All of this to the only wise God and our Savior be glory and majesty. His faithfulness tonight is more than we can comprehend. And the grace needed to live this life, He's got more than necessary. Huh? He don't have a limited amount that when you get up there, you say, well, I need to slack off. You know, there's times we've been out of maybe something in the cabinet and we had to do something so we'd fudge and wouldn't use quite as much so we could make it last. You know, you don't have to do with God's grace.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No, when you've done used all you need, there's so much left over. Huh? I mean, that's just the way He is. See, there's help for you that you don't even know you need yet. Did you know that? There's strength for you that you don't have an idea you'll be tired to need it. Huh? Do you understand what I'm telling you tonight? Because He's able. He's bigger than you. Huh? Brother Rick told us this morning how big He was. If He could hold 7 stars in His right hand and the smallest star, what did you say? 1 billion so many miles across. If he can do that and that's the breadth of His knuckles, I think He got pretty good hands. Talking about a man's hand. No, that's a man's hand, guys. Huh? I just want you to know He's bigger than your problems. He's bigger than all of our problems. He's bigger than all the world's problem multiplied by 10 trillion. Huh? He's got more grace than that. Now there may be a time, I want to encourage you with this now. And you may think I'm discouraging, but I'm not. What if it come a time that we get persecuted? Now we've been trying to preach on apostasy and telling you to contend for the faith. That's what's delivered to the saints. We ain't forgot where we're at. Everybody still okay with me? Now, if you really contend, well, you're not going to be popular. You're going to be well known, but you ain't going to be popular. All right? And you ain't going to have near as many friends as you think you would, nor you going to have the friends you think you have. Okay? But I want to give you just a good example of some things that he's able to take you through if case it ever comes. You can rest assured it'll be okay. Can I do that right quick? Now listen to me. These are documented accounts. What I'm going to read you something here. I'm going to read the whole thing just a little bit. These are documented accounts of history. All right? You can Google them. All right? If not, you can go look in the Fox's Book of Martyrs and there they're written. Okay? Now, there was a man by the name of Hugh Latimer. And Hugh Latimer was just a Christian. All right? He's in England. Now listen. On October the 16th, 1555. Now listen to me now. What I want to show you is how much God's able to help you and deliver you and to keep you from falling and to give you strength more than you hope or ask, more grace than you need. Are you listening to me? That on October the 16th, 1555, the Latimer was led forth out of the Oxford jail to die with his younger companion, Ridley. The bent and feeble old man hobbled along in his old frizz coat, crying to his comrade, crying to his buddy, "Have after you as fast as I can follow." I mean, he was bent over and headed to the, they're going to kill him. And he said, "Y'all, I'm coming as fast as I can come," is what he's saying here. They got there to the Balliol College. And Ridley embraced his friend. They knelt down and prayed. Now, they fixed to die, you understand. They fixed to get killed. Everybody follow me? And they talked one to another and they knelt down and prayed together. Huh? And they stripped him of her outer clothes. And when he done that, the people that was there, they give a little remembrance, a few things of like, you know, little comments like, "Hey, I enjoyed supper the other day," and "Hey, thanks for that water you gave me the other day." Just little things of remembrance, you know, just little tokens before he left. And then they were ready for the fire. And it reads this, that when they took off his coat, that withered old crooked man stood as upright and bold as any man would. Huh? He said that they went up and mercifully, it says, a friend hung a bag of gunpowder around each of them's neck. And they were chained back to back to the post. And the fire was set. And the fire leaped and started burning them alive. Huh? There in England for the gospel of Christ. Huh? It says that Latimer hollered around to his buddy and said, "Master Ridley, we shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England. Huh? That trust will never be put out." And as the flames rose up, said Latimer, "Done this to the flames. Just like your hands are cold as they burn in his body." And then burn him up and the gunpowder went off and they went out into eternity. Huh? You say, "Well, that happened." Well, it's done happened before. Well, it happened again. Wouldn't shock me a bit. But you see the grace he had. Can I give you one more real quick? This ought to be, it might be in some of the schools, not in public school, be in some of the Christian school maybe, about the story of Lady Jane Grey. Lady Jane Grey, a 16-year-old, going to be, she was put in as queen there in England. Now she put in as queen, she didn't want the position, but they was doing some shysting around trying to get her in to manipulate some things, and it all went sour. And anyway, she got throwed out. And she was going to make everybody start hearing the gospel. She was a Christian, just 16 years old. And she had decided, well, if y'all going to make me queen, then we're going to have right preaching then. We're not going back the old way. We're going to have right preaching. I'm a Christian. We're going to have good preaching. That's what she told them. Are you listening to me? Well, it all worked out to where the only way they was going to win was to kill her. She done married off, and her and her husband was living in a palace. This 16-year-old now. Follow me now. Then on February the 12th, 1554, Lady Jane Grey went to the block where they're going to cut her head off. Went to the block in the Tower of London, proclaiming the message of Christ. The night before she died, she sent her sister Catherine a copy of the Greek Testament, urging her to read it. And she wrote in a note, "It shall teach you to live and learn you to die. It shall win you more than you should have gained by the possession of your woeful father's lands." From her window that night, she saw her young husband being led away to execution. From that same window, just a little later, she saw his headless body being brought back in a cart. And she just said, and they documented it, said, "Oh, Guilford, the pain you have tasted, and I shall soon taste, is nothing to the feast you and I shall partake of this day in paradise." I think she understood he's able. What do you think, huh? And then it says, then Jane herself was led out, a small sandy-haired girl, dressed in a gown and a velvet cover on her head. And her last words were, "Good people, I am come here to die. I wash my hands in innocence before God. Bear witness that I die a true Christian woman, and that I look to be saved by none other means, only but by the mercy of God and the merits of the blood of His only Son, Jesus Christ. I thank God for His goodness that He hath thus given me a time to repent while I am alive, and assist me with your prayers." Then she quoted a psalm that says, and they come up to the executioner, and it says that he was shaking, he was used to them screaming and hollering, and he said, "I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me?" She said, "You're forgiven. You're forgiven." Put her handkerchief over her eyes and says, "Where's the block?" Cried out, "Where's the block?" They got her to the block, and she reached around it and grabbed herself around the block and laid her head down, and they clipped her head off. Huh? Are you hearing me? Right before they done it, she said, "Lord, into thy hands I commend my spirit." I think she understood he's able. You got to claim it tonight. You can't just say it. I think old Hugh Latimer, I think he claimed it. To step up in a pot that they had half full of tar and reeds and dried sticks, to stand up in it and let them chain him to it and say, "Hey, Ridley, we'll be home in a minute. Warm your hands by the fire." And they said to the fire, I think he claimed the promise that he's able. What do you think? Huh? When Lady Jane Grey said, "Give me the block. Bring me the block. Lord, I commend my spirit to you. Clip her off, boys. I'll be home with husband in a little bit. We'll have supper." That's what she said. I think she might if we hadn't claimed he's able. To see here tonight, it's real. And you can have the same confidence in the Lord that these two, and I can get the Fox Book of Martyrs out and read you over and over and over the people that done the very things. That while they would burn up because apostasy was there and they were standing on the word, that they would burn up It said that one of the men, I forget his name, had burnt, and he was still standing up straight where they had him tied so tight with chains that his hands had fell off. And they thought, and the people were weeping. And all at once, he started clapping his stubs as he went to be with the Lord. Documented. I think they might have figured it out that he's able. Let me ask you tonight, what you got on you that's so heavy that you can't fix? He's able. Come tonight and claim a promise. Won't you come right now? Don't wait on nothing. Won't you go? What you got on you that's heavier than you tonight that you know you can't find your place tonight? Find your place and claim the promise. And he's able tonight. He's able. He's able this evening. Cheryl, go play. Just play softly. We're not going to sing. Just play softly. Just play softly. He's able tonight. I've done my best to encourage you. I can't do no better than what I've done right there. But whatever you're going through tonight, he's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Daryl Mooney, if you're watching, he's able. He's able. Abby, Shane, Charity, if you're watching, he's able. Linda, Butch, he's able. Oh, don't lose faith. He's able. Huh? Linda, Kim, he's able if you're watching. David, Cindy, if you're watching, he's able. Vanessa, if you're watching, he's able. Hey, hear me tonight, he's able. Whoever's listening, who's ever watching, he's able tonight. He's able. We're going to contend for the faith, and he's able to deliver. He's able to do all these things tonight. You can trust him. You can trust him this evening. He's able. Oh, there's some things I got to trust him. Oh, God, I come. Oh, God, tonight. You know the burden of my heart. And I can't fix it. Oh, God, you know the burden of my mind and my heart. Oh, God, it's bigger than me. And I ask you tonight, Lord, that you would just work it out. I'm going to trust you. Lord, it's not just that I know you're able. I'm claiming that you're able. And I'm claiming it, that you're working on it. God, there's a lot of people who need you. Lord, there's people in this church that ain't claimed it yet. Lord, they're thinking on it. They're studying on it. They believe it. They read it. But Lord, they're not exercising. I pray that you'd increase their faith. Oh God, increase our people's faith here tonight. Above everything, let them see. Let them know, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name.